Praise God, praise God, praise God. Some years back, a young man who just lost his mother called me and asked me, "Trevor, but where would she be right now? What do you think has happened to her?" While his mother was alive, this man was never close to the mother. They always had problems. See, but when the mother died, he was concerned. And he was hit. Asking, "Where will mommy be?" This is a great mystery, or we can call it preoccupation in the minds of men. What happens when we die? Or where will mommy be? Or where will daddy be? Where will my child be? My child died of sickness. My friend, my relation died of an accident. Where will they be? Will they make it to heaven? Are they somewhere waiting for the last day? So we're going to, try to discern the mind of God today for every man, every single man upon the face of the earth. Let us discern the deep inner thoughts of God towards us. Like Jeremiah says, "The thoughts of God are thoughts of peace and not evil towards his people." I'll quickly rush to the book of Jeremiah chapter 29. Chapter 29 verse 10. Jeremiah, "For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you come unto me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me, and you shall search for me with all of your heart, and I will be found of you, said the Lord. I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from among the nations, from all the places whither I have driven you, said the Lord, and I will bring you again into this place whence I caused you to be carried away captive." Praise God. And when you hear these things, these are words that are not directed to just Israel after the flesh. At times we think that prophecies like this are directed to people like to Israelites in one part of the world, the Jews, the Hebrews. These are eternal prophecies of the Spirit speaking to every soul upon the earth today. Praise God. See, the mark of the true Jew, the mark of the true children of God, is in every man. Don't bother looking outwardly, don't bother looking from without, because you will not see it from without. Just understand the deep inner thoughts of God towards all men. And he says his thoughts of good is to gather you back into that place. Now that place he was talking about is none other than the celestial Jerusalem. So there is only one Jerusalem, and that is the celestial city of God. It's a city not made with hands. is the habitation of the living God, the city of the living God. New Jerusalem, the joy of the whole earth, where God may be found, the city set upon the eternal hills of Zion. That is the New Jerusalem is gathering us into. He's not gathering us, you know, to the Middle East, somewhere in the Middle East. All those were shadows. All those were shadows to teach men of that which is true and invisible, that which is real. Praise God. Those born of, you know, born in the flesh to be Israelites or Hebrews, we also have to transcend that human life and enter into this new Jerusalem, the celestial Jerusalem. Praise God. Abraham and all the forefathers, you know, they were looking for a city that was not made with hands. A city whose creator was God. They were not looking for a city somewhere in the Middle East. Praise God. So bear in mind that God is not in the issue of fighting over lands, fighting over territories, and all that. God is not in all that. All those are just, you know, thought up theories of men. The New Jerusalem is celestial. See, nothing evil, nothing that makes a lie, nothing defies that can enter into that realm. It's not a realm that can be seized by its enemy and anything, no. It's there forever. Praise God. Somehow all men have deviated, they transgressed and, you know, slipped out of that city. Hallelujah. That city is the garden city, is the paradise of God. Praise God. If you see the visions of John the Apostle in the book of Revelation, he saw the city. He saw that same Garden of Eden. He saw that same stream of river flowing out of Eden. He saw it in the New Jerusalem. So you can see the New Jerusalem is that same Eden that Adam was cast out of. That is God's kingdom. Hallelujah. Of course, God's kingdom, like we have already said, is not a place in the sky. It's not a place in the Middle East. God's kingdom is everywhere. It fills all in all. God's kingdom is spirit. Hallelujah. And if you want to find God's kingdom, the gateway is within you. Jesus Christ says the kingdom of God is where? Within you. God's world, God's realm, the paradise of God, everything that you ever need is within you, locked up within you. See, but he's come to gather us back to that place. We attain to that place spiritually, in the consciousness, in the awakening. Hallelujah. So, we see here in Jeremiah chapter 29, the goodwill of God is to gather every man back into that realm. I've come out to prepare a place for you. I go to prepare a place for you so that where I am, you may be. So that you may have life abundantly. You see, this is the goodwill of God towards every soul, or every man. Does not matter what things might look for a moment. At times things might look really impossible. You look totally dried out, totally worn out, totally neglected. You feel that somehow there's a brass wall between you and God, and you don't know how to get through. It's all for a moment. You will know the truth. You will enter. You will enter into this place that the Lord has proposed for you from the foundation of the world. His will is to gather you back into that place of glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. The New Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem, is God, is the realm of God, is the realm of Christ. Hallelujah. Only Christ accesses the New Jerusalem. That is the habitation of the Son of God. Hallelujah. You know, even when Jesus was here in this world, you know, he says, I am not of this world. He had his physical members upon this earth, but he says that I am not of this world. I am of a spiritual dimension that never passes, a spiritual dimension, an invisible dimension that never passes away. Praise God. Paul calls it the kingdom of God's dear Son. It is the realm of God's dear Son. Only the Son can walk in that dimension. Hallelujah. Praise God. No man can know the realm. No man can enter into this place. No man can ascend into this place. We enter in by Christ. Hallelujah. So that's why we have this flood of teachings today, coming from all directions, coming to teach man how we can enter back. See, the spirit of promise comes to elevate man back into that dimension, into that state that he lost. Hallelujah. Praise God. Paul says in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verse 9, having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he has proposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time he may gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and in earth, which are on earth, even in what? In him. Hallelujah. In whom we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. Hallelujah. Now just meditate on these beautiful words of Paul here. See, he has made known to us, God has made known to us the mystery of his will, which we just read in Jeremiah, that is to gather us back, thoughts of good, not thoughts of evil, to bring us to an expected end, to gather us back into that place of life. See, to gather us all things in Christ, all things. Amen. Are you listening? All things. Everyone, every soul, everything in Christ. Hallelujah. Even in God. Even in him. In God. So you see, God is here to reconcile man back unto himself. When you say God comes to reconcile man back unto himself, it happens in a manner that so that man ceases to be and there is only God. So that we can once more realize what it means to have our being in God, walking in God, having our being in God, speaking in God, talking in God, hallelujah, walking in God identity, in newness of life. Hallelujah. This is the will of God. And there are those who are first trusted in this gospel. These are the ones we call the first fruits. Some of them are more visible because these ones, in the days of their flesh, actually carry the gospel. In the days of their flesh, they actually attain to this realization. These are the first fruit company. You see it? When the father of Joseph blessed Joseph, he said Joseph is like a fruitful bough, a fruitful branch, isn't it? Whose branch stretches over the world. Now, that branch that goes over the world, the people on the other side of the world partake of the fruits, they eat of the fruits. See, that branch is the first fruit company. See, out of which the world will receive edification, healing. This fresh food company represents God manifest in the what? In the flesh. How will they see? How will they hear? How will they know? How will they understand the mystery of the will of God? How will they believe the mystery? How will they be saved if they don't hear and see the manifestation of the invisible in the visible realm? That is why it's called the mystery of godliness. God made manifest in the flesh, seen by men and angels, preached in the world, and taken back in the glory. And the first fruit company are those who manifest God in the flesh. These are those who are attain to this sacred promise. Those who are gathered unto the Lord consciously in the days of their flesh. These ones go forth ministering the gospel and gathering people exactly the same way Christ gathered people unto God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It is written that at this great blast of the trumpet, the great blast of the last trumpet, a loud trumpet, the Lord says he shall gather. He shall send his angels to what? To gather his elect from the four corners of the earth who have been dispersed upon the earth and in the deep. He comes to gather them from the uttermost parts, from the depths of the sea, which represents the lower places of the earth, the abyss, where they were perishing away and pining away in their sin and in their transgression. He comes to gather them back. Sends his ministers, his angels. I tell you, if you want to look out for angels with wings, you will not see them. Forget it. Amen. You will not see it. If you want to look at angels with wings, you will not see it. Just forget it. God comes in ordinary human skin. Exactly the same way Jesus Christ came as an ordinary man. If Jesus Christ came with wings, probably they would have believed him. That's what they were waiting for. But God does not work that way. So God sends his ministers who have the word of the Spirit, the word of truth, and he gathers his elect from the four corners of the earth, those who are in the depths of the sea. See, those who are totally annihilated from the life of God. You are in the depths of the sea when you think you have a life separate from that of the eternal God. So that's where you have the fear, the torments, and the worries that men go through. Simply because they are down there in the depths of the sea, far away from the reality of God's presence, far away of from the reality of their inheritance light. So Jesus Christ says he sends his elect, is to gather at the sounding of the trumpet, to gather them back. See it? Unto the uttermost parts of the heavens, which is the highest peak of Zion, where God's presence is what is found. That is the New Jerusalem. This is the gathering of the nations today. Hallelujah. And I can tell you, nobody can ever be lost. Are you listening? No soul can ever be what? Be lost. Nothing can ever be lost. Because everything is reconciled to God. Hallelujah. You suffer great things when you walk in ignorance. You suffer great torments, the horrors and the fears, uncertainties of life. You'll be like the waves, you know, an object tossed to and fro upon the waves of the sea, without you rest for your souls. When you walk outside of this union with the Almighty God, you go through many, many unnecessary hassles, pains, and sorrows. Hallelujah. Until you come back to your senses and know that there's only one who lives forever, which is the Lord of glory. Praise God. So you see, you don't need to get worried, scared, stiff. What happens to Papa, Mama, my child who got sick, my child who got shot? They are all, I repeat, all being gathered back into God. The best thing you can do as a man is to hearken to the voice of the Spirit and in silence allow that voice lead you back into the Spirit, lead you back into the union with God. Be reconciled unto the Almighty so that you can know the days of delight and the days of peace. Be reconciled to God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Be reconciled unto Him. Hallelujah. The words of God have gone forth from eternity, always speaking on the need for man to be reconciled back to God. Hallelujah. Some people have problems in their finances, turbulent problems in their families, problems in their health, problems all around them. But the Spirit says what? Be reconciled unto the Almighty God. Be reconciled unto the Almighty God, the Alpha and the what? The Omega. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the Almighty God. Be reconciled unto God. Talk to the book of Job. Chapter 22, I'll start from verse 23. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Praise God. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty silver. For then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shalt lift up thy face unto God. Then shalt thou make thy prayer unto Him, and He shall hear thee. Then shalt thou pay thy vows. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be what? It shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. When men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there is a lifting up. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he shall save the humble person. He shall deliver the island of the innocent. It is delivered by the pureness of thy hands. Hallelujah. Now this is the language here uses is King James, the King James Version, which is not in line with the kind of English we speak today. Anyhow, what he's saying here is that every man has to return to what? To the Almighty God. Be reconciled to the Almighty God. Get back to living that life in the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Be reconciled in Almighty God. When we walk as men, you see, when we entered into this world, in reality, we started to be separate from God. The teachings of this age has placed a gulf between us and our life that is in God. all these things we do unto ourselves, and all the wars and all the discords and all the beliefs, schools of thought, schools of belief, all these things is because men have deviated from the living God. God is one. And we are in that one. Hallelujah. We have to once more make God our life and our treasure. Let your treasures be in heaven. Let your treasures be God. Let go of the old life upon the earth. Let go of that which rusts and decomposes and dissolves and is destroyed and changes. But lay hold rather on that treasure which is the name of God that is in the heavens forever. Be reconciled unto God. Paul says we have our being in Him. We walk in Him. He is our life. Be reconciled to God. Be reconciled to the Almighty. This is the ministry of reconciliation that the gospel works in us. God in Christ, what? Reconciling the world unto what? Unto Himself. God is reconciling the world unto Himself through Christ Jesus. So that we are all gathered back into Him in one. Hallelujah. Only in Him can we see the New Jerusalem. Only in Him can we see the place of peace. It's a gathering of the Spirit unto God. And don't be deceived to thinking that the trumpet voice is only heard by those who have flesh bodies. Don't be deceived into thinking that the trumpet voice of God is heard by only those who are living in this world. Don't be deceived into thinking that probably your loved one who died some years ago will never hear the gospel again. Don't be deceived. You can even discern that in the days of the ministry of Jesus, even spirits heard Him speak. You know that? Spirits did what? They heard Jesus speak. They understood what He symbolized. They understood the message that He was giving. That is why when they saw Him, they would cry out, "Thou art the Son of God." Those demons, those spirits. "Thou art the sons of God, the Son of God. Don't come to torment us before our time." And if you think those demons are created demons, some say they are fallen angels. Of course, yes, they are fallen angels. So are men who walk in the flesh. They are all like fallen angels. Amen? Don't you know that we are sons of God, the children of resurrection? That we are like angels in our true identity? Angels don't have any identity. They don't have any life of their own. They live solely on account of God. That is what we are. Don't you know when a man descends into the realm of the flesh and starts to live according to the flesh, he's like one of those spirits that has fallen. Praise God. But thank God we have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God. Praise God. Where the just are gathered into God. Where the perfected spirits are gathered into God. We are perfected through the message that we are hearing right now. We are perfected through the word of truth. It comes to purify us. Hallelujah. It comes to deliver us from the illusion of that life we have lived separate from God. Hallelujah. So the voice is heard everywhere by the Spirit. Every man hears this voice. Every man will see the Son of Man. It doesn't matter whether you have a flesh body or not. Praise God. You know when Jesus Christ resurrected, You know an ascended. You know he ascended with many others. Bible says it clearly that when he resurrected, many of the old prophets appeared to those who were in Jerusalem. They appeared in those days. Why did they resurrect from the dead? Because they are awoken. They benefited from the ministry of Jesus. They heard, they perceived in their spirit. And that is what quickened them to awaken. Hallelujah. Praise God. So be reconciled unto the Almighty, return to the Almighty. Thou shalt be built up. If thou put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles, so thou shalt lay up gold as dust and gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, shall have plenty of silver. Amen. Hallelujah. Now go to verse 28. Thou shalt also declare a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. The light shall shine on thy ways. Thou shalt do what? Decree a thing, and it shall be what? Established for you. Anything you ask in my name, it shall be done for you by my Father. Why? Because you are reconciled unto God. You are walking in the Almighty One. All power in heaven and earth is given unto me. This is the privilege the Son of God has. Those who hearken to the voice of God today, to let go of all and be reconciled unto God. Hallelujah. Reconciliation unto Christ. Because God will gather every man back into that union. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ did something. You know those miracles of Jesus were perfected by nature. All those things are there. They have their prophetic message behind them. Jesus Christ had called the multitudes who had followed him. And Jesus Christ made one of those famous miracles. He had 5 barley loaves of bread and 2 fishes. And look at what Jesus Christ did with those 2. John chapter 6 verse 10. Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so that the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed it to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they could. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be what? Be lost. Therefore they gathered up together the filled and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that were eating. Then these men, when they had seen the miracles that Jesus said, this is of a truth the prophet that has come into the world, praise God, or the prophet that should come into this world. Now you see, immediately the people see the miracles, what did they say? This was a prophet that God has sent. Obviously they were filled. They were filled, they had eaten fish, free fish, free bread. Just like going to a restaurant for free. And they had eaten to their fill. For them to have left over the fragments, it means that they were very filled, they were filled to the brim. So then they said, this is the Son of God. They said, this is the prophet. You see, but these men were not actually seeing the the true work that Jesus Christ intended to demonstrate to them. To this very day, many think that Jesus Christ came to give bread to fill their stomachs. Of course, we don't want to walk around with empty stomachs. Isn't it? We're not against this, but we're trying to speak about the focus of what Jesus Christ came to do upon the earth. See, there's a spiritual significance to what Jesus Christ just did. There's a prophetic message here. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ ordered his disciples specifically to gather those fragments of bread that were dispersed upon the earth, upon the ground, to gather them back into 12 baskets. They gathered them and they were what? 12 baskets filled of what? Of bread. And the specific instruction that Jesus Christ gave was that gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be what? Lost. Nothing be what? Be lost. Nothing be what? Lost. Nothing be lost. Nothing be lost. Nothing can ever be lost. Those fragments of bread represent the souls of men who are dispersed upon the four corners of the earth. Because Paul, like Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 17, for we being many are what? One bread and one what? Body. For we are all partakers of that one what? Bread. Hallelujah. We are that one bread. Jesus Christ says, I am the bread of life. But people have not yet come to know that in reality, I am the bread of life. It's you and I collectively. If we do not know this, we are like crumbs of bread on the ground. But he's not leaving his crumbs of bread on the ground. He's what? He's gathering them in one. Gathering them in one from among the nations where they were dispersed. Praise God. Nothing is ever lost. He has come for his lost sheep and he will gather his lost sheep back unto himself. No matter how far away you think you are, no matter how hopeless the situation is, sit back and stretch forth your hands to the Almighty. Submit yourself to the voice of truth in this hour. Wait patiently on God. Confess, let your confession be Christ, my life. See, we are seeing great, great, deep mysteries today. So that we don't live in despair and in fear, hopelessness like the world does. We have a hope of glory, an immovable hope. We have a true inheritance. Nothing is ever lost. And somebody says he lost some money in the due to the economic recession, he lost some money in the stock exchange. Nothing is ever lost. All things are what? Yours. All things are God. The Bible says the earth and the fullness thereof belongs to what? To God. The earth and the fullness thereof belongs to what? To God. Everything belongs to God. All the money in the accounts, all the inventions, all the, you know, how do I put it? The different devices we see upon the earth, everything belongs to what? To God. And nothing can ever be lost. All things are yours as you reconcile yourself back to the Almighty. and rest in assurance that even your loved ones are in the hands of the Almighty God. Of course, you can help them also by standing in the gap. You can help them also by obeying the voice, the word. It says that if I be lifted from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. If you allow the Spirit, the word, lead you out, up from the earth, and stand in the place of life, it will ultimately affect them, the people around you. They are listening, they are watching. Don't be deceived. They watch you and they listen to you. They might pretend, but they listen to these things you say. They are all curious about it. Hallelujah. Let us rest in assurance, knowing that nothing is ever lost. The Father has never abandoned you. He has never left you, and He will never leave you. And His good will towards you is to gather you back unto Himself, so that like Jesus Christ, you can confess that I and the Father are one. I and God are one. It's not something you just confess, speak with your mouth. It's something that you experience. It's real. Hallelujah. Let the words of God destroy those barriers that are being erected from the moment you were introduced into this world. Hallelujah. Praise God. In Christ Jesus, we have forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah. In Christ Jesus, we have what? Forgiveness of sins. And what is that sin? The sin that we did was to deviate from the original state in Christ, in God. That is the only sin that there is. When the prodigal son came back to his senses, what did he say? Father, I have sinned against what? Heaven. I have sinned against heaven. His sin was that he deviated from his original place. He took the name of his father's God in vain and descended into the realm of pigs. Hallelujah. That is the transgression. That is the sin. But in Christ, we have forgiveness of sin. We have redemption through the blood. So let us boldly return back to the Father. I will go back to the Father. I will return to the Father. I go to the Father. Praise God. As you do this, it will also affect those around you. God is love. And God has not forgotten anybody. God bless you. Amen, amen. Father, we exalt you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In times when everything looks so disorderly, everything looks out of sync, you don't know what to do, you don't know where to start from, your life is in shambles, is tattered, look unto the author and the finisher of your faith. Hallelujah. Look unto the one who says, my thoughts towards you are thoughts of love, thoughts of good, to bring you to an expected end. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I will hallelujah. Return to the Almighty God. Return to the King of Glory. Amen. Yeah, my sister, did the Lord show you something?
Yeah, praise the Lord. As we were about to start the prayer, the Lord showed me a crown. This crown was placed on top of a cushion. From inside the crown was a fountain, waterfall, flowing from the crown to the bottom. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. A crown, a gold crown. The crown of life that is promised to every man who can allow the voice of truth lead him into the place of life. Hallelujah. Streams of living waters. Hallelujah. Waters that comfort to heal, to quicken, and to bring men back into the place of life. Hallelujah. Reach out for the crown. It's yours. To him that overcomes, I will give the crown of life. Hallelujah. Let us receive this free gift of God. This crown that never passes away, eternal in the heavens. It's yours. To him that overcomes, will I grant you to sit with me on my throne the way that I overcame and am sat with my Father on his throne. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you for these precious words. Amen.
My vows to the Lord I will fulfill in the presence of all his people. For precious is the eyes of the Lord is the sacrifice of love, is the sacrifice of love. How shall I make a return for all the good he has done for me? The cup of salvation I will take up. I will call on the name of the Lord. I will call on the name of the Lord. Servant am I, your handmaid son, consecrated to the Lord. I will offer a sacrifice. I will call on the name of the Lord. I will call on the name of the Lord. How shall I make a return for all the good he has done? The cup of salvation I will take up. I will call on the name of the Lord. I will call on the name of the Lord. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill in the sacrifice of love.